Random House Audio presents The Autism Revolution, Whole Body Strategies for Making Life All It Can Be, by Martha Herbert, MD, PhD, with Karen Weintraub. Read for you by Denise Drabling. All names of individuals who are not experts have been changed, except in the case of Judy Endo, who is an expert as well as an individual with autism. Introduction. From seeing what you believe to believing what you see. This book is based on real stories of children and adults with autism who didn't follow the textbooks. They got better, some dramatically so. Although I changed their names and was vague on details to protect their privacy, I was meticulous in sticking to the facts of their stories and letting their experiences direct how I explained the science. Textbooks do not include the possibility that people with autism get this much better. Neither does a lot of scientific research. In that sense, you may say that I have gotten ahead of the science. Not everyone will be able to get such fabulous results for themselves or their child. But I have confidence that science and medicine will make these advances possible to many more people going forward. As I have dug into current research to write this book, I have been stunned by how much science there is to support the approaches parents are taking to get their kids better. Karen Weintraub, an experienced science journalist who has shared this journey with me, has been equally amazed. Every day our internet alerts and listservs overflow with research publications and news stories about every area we discuss, and their findings are largely resonant with what we are explaining in this book. There are days when we feel that there is not simply an autism revolution, but a global groundswell, even a tidal wave of new thinking. Finding common ground. The autism world is filled with different groups that often disagree with one another, but they all make important points. There's the neurodiversity movement, which views autism as a way of being different. People with autism have a powerful and valid way of looking at the world. It's just not the typical way. Mainstream medicine wants treatment to be based on evidence and insists on proceeding cautiously and safely. Advocates from the biomedical treatment world approach each person as an individual who deserves the best possible shot at maximal improvement. There are the parents who want help for their kids, not to fight insurance companies, school districts, and doctors who don't know what they don't know. And there are the families that have managed to leave autism behind or transcend its limitations, who offer all of us endless hope and inspiration. This book is based on the premise that all these groups are right about their part of the picture, but the whole picture is bigger than any one part. We can all agree that many, many people with autism are extraordinarily gifted and have much to offer the rest of us. We would all like to know precisely what is going on in the biology of autism and provide safe and effective treatments for it. We all want new ways to relieve autism's sometimes debilitating symptoms and to help these children learn and flourish as much as possible. We would all like to spare parents the agony of being told that there's something wrong with their child, of having to clean up a dozen diarrhea-filled diapers a day, and of worrying that the love of their life will never be able to say, "I love you," back. I am not just paying lip service to this idea that every major point of view has something to contribute. I genuinely believe it, and I wish more people did too. Addressing autism is such a daunting task that all of us who care about it need to be working together instead of arguing among ourselves. I wrote this book in the hopes of providing a framework that can integrate everyone's perspectives. How to read this book. Most of what I offer here are strategies I think everyone can get behind. They're safe, relatively simple, and often effective. System science supports my belief that small adjustments can sometimes trigger big changes. My goal is to offer parents, caregivers, and adults facing autism themselves some new ways of thinking about what they do every day and how the parts interact. Autism is so diverse that what works for one person won't work for another. You'll have to cobble together your own distinct set of approaches. And autism is complicated too, so no one approach is going to fix it. At the least, The organizing framework I suggest will help you make your child healthier and therefore better able to handle the autism symptoms that remain. The whole body approach I'll show you dovetails with the scientifically proven behavioral therapies that are a critical part of any autism program. Throughout the book, I address readers as if they are parents of children on the autism spectrum, but I hope that others will see themselves in the book, whether they are people on the spectrum, grandparents, pediatricians, teachers, therapists, doctors, or scientists. This book is written in 10 chapters, each framed around a different strategy or piece of the puzzle. Each chapter will include concrete advice on what you can do to help your child and or yourself. And each chapter will tell a story meant to inspire you and show you that there are different ways to approach autism and your own reactions to it. The people I feature represent a range of ways of being autistic and a range of economic and cultural backgrounds. Many of them functioned low enough on the spectrum that no one would have predicted how well they are doing today. I am reporting here what each of these people or families thinks or did, not saying what I think they should have done. I'm not going to tell you what medications you should or shouldn't be on, and I'm not going to tell you what your doctor should do for you. That's between you and your doctor. And please do consult your doctor. Instead, I'm going to provide a framework for keeping track of the whole autistic person while you analyze the pros and cons of each new treatment or therapy that comes your way. My goal is to get you to reframe what you think you know about autism, to connect you to a larger world of autism, to turn your answers and constraints into questions, and to open possibilities. What's new? Why are my ideas about autism so different from many other people's? I think there are three answers. One, as I'll describe in the first chapter, patients in my pediatric neurology practice at Harvard didn't fit what I had been taught. Two, my research yielded insights I could never have expected. And three, I lucked out in terms of timing. My rethinking of autism coincided with an explosion of science on so many different levels. This book has been informed by entirely new fields with names like epigenetics, systems biology, gut microbiology, nutrigenomics, and metabolomics, as well as by new revelations in neuroscience, gastroenterology, environmental science, and immunology. We have new tools that allow us to screen tens of thousands of genes in less time than it used to take us to find one. We can now examine single neurons or watch how clumps of them interact. We can explore how the balance of microbes in people's guts changes their health and their brains. New technologies and new research have uncovered previously hidden interconnections, allowing us to frame autism in a way that simply wasn't possible even 5 years ago. But this is fundamentally not a science book. It is a book of success stories that make sense biologically. I believe these triumphs have huge implications for medicine and science and the way we think about autism, and perhaps for much more. I believe it is so dramatic that it calls for a revolution in how we think and what we do. Martha Herbert, MD, PhD. Part 1. Take a fresh look at autism. Chapter 1. Go for the extraordinary. Caleb tore himself away from a game with his sisters, bounced into the kitchen, and asked his mom what she was making for dinner. It was one of his favorites, gluten-free pasta and ground beef. He started to turn back to the girls, but paused. "Mom," he said, as casually as if he were commenting on the weather, "my autism is gone." "How do you know?" his astonished mother managed to ask. "It's easy to be with people now," the 10-year-old said matter-of-factly, and then headed back to his younger sisters. Joy Peterson stared, dumbfounded for a few seconds in the middle of the kitchen. It wasn't until 2 months later that she realized he was right. Caleb has his father's bright blue eyes, his mother's dark hair, and a complexion that reflects his mixed Dominican-American heritage. He is still looking up at 5 feet, and his voice remains a little...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?